doing this morning?
You good? I'm on my second cup of coffee. How you doing?
All right. Got me some diesel fuel this morning. That's always a fun experience. But, yeah, I hadn't started on my coffee yet. Just waiting to start sipping it as I head down the road.
$5 a gallon. I bet that is loads of fun. Not driving. I got an old Ford truck and a Toyota truck. I'm not driving either one of them. I'm riding around in my wife's little red car. It gets about 25, 30 miles a gallon and don't go nowhere I don't got to.
Understand that. That's what I did yesterday. Stretching my diesel out a little bit further. I drove the wife's car yesterday. I hate it, and I hate driving it, but, you know, it gets a lot better fuel mileage in my truck.
Yeah, my Toyota truck's a lot more comfortable than her little red car, but the difference between 12 miles to the gallon and 25 and 30 miles to the gallon right now, unless the price of gas comes down, that's the way it's going to stay for a while.
Fortunately, and I hate to say it, I don't really see it getting any better anytime soon. I mean, it's come down a little bit, but I don't know if it's going to hold or keep going. I don't want to get my hopes up.
Politicians trying to make a big deal out of it coming down 30 cents. Well, hey, it's still a whole lot more than it was a couple of years ago.
Think about that. They won't talk about short-sighted rises and falls.
Yeah, they want you to get an electric car, and then they ain't looked ahead to, well, everybody gets an electric car, where you going to get all the electricity you need to charge them things?
I've had this conversation many times with other people, and I don't think that's something they want to look at. But like I was telling somebody at work yesterday, I was reading about the new F-150 Lightning, which is their electric truck, and they did a test where they pulled a travel trailer, a camper, and it was only like 7,000 pounds. They got 80 miles out of the truck before they had to end the test. I'm like, if you can't pull but 80 miles, there's something wrong.
It's not going to get you to Charleston or Myrtle Beach either one, but you might have a short trip up to the mountains, and then you're going to have to find a charging station.
Exactly right. And I was thinking, I'm like, man, it's about 90 miles from my house to Columbia. You wouldn't be able to make it to Columbia in one shot.
That's the size of it. Well, some of the rest of them might be out in here amongst us by now, and we might have woke them up. So I'm going to get back on the side and see if some of the rest of them will join in. You have a good day, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
1-3 to you. Enjoy your second cup of coffee, and I'm going to drive down the road and enjoy my first cup of coffee. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.